Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Gittin Daf Yud Aleph. The daf starts with a discussion of the Shita of Reb Shimon that says in the Mishnah on Yud Amid Beis that even Gittin Nashim and Shechurei Avadim that are Oilim Ba'ar Ko'is Shal Oivdei Kechavim are kosher. And the Gemara asks on the bottom of Yud Amid Beis, how could Reb Shimon say that it's kosher by Gittin Nashim for halav b'nei krisus ninu? The goyim are not b'nei krisus. And Reb Zera answered that Reb Shimon holds like the shita of Rabbi Lazar that edei mesira karti, and therefore even if the chayis mehen are oivdei kechavim, still it will be kosher because edei mesira karti. Karti means, like Rashi says in Kedushin Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Mashvilei Sefer Krisus, that these are the Edim that give the shtar, the koyach, the strength, the toikef of a shtar, and therefore can accomplish the Krisus that a get accomplishes. Since it's Edei Mesira Karti, therefore the get is Kosher Min HaTorah. Frek the Gemara, though, that Reb Abba says, as we had earlier on Daf Dalid, Moider Abulazah B'mezuyef Mitoichai Shepasel, that if it's mezuyef mitoichai, if from within the shtar, from within the get, it's flawed because you have pasul eidim, even Rabbi Lazar agrees that it's pasul, and the Gemara says that over here you don't have that gzeira because we're talking about shemois muvhakin, names that are clearly names of goyim. It's very rare for Yidden to have such names, and therefore there is no gzeira of Moider Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoichai. What's pshat in the din that Moider Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoichai, and why by shemois muvhakin don't we have that gzeira? So there's a few different drachim in the Rishonim. It's mevur later on Daf Peivav Amid Beis, when the Rishonim discuss this issue, that the Pashat Pshat in the memra of Moider Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoichai is based on the Shita of the Rif. The Rif on Daf Peivav Amid Beis, in the Daf Yarif, it's Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, holds that when Rabbi Lazar says Eidei Mesira Karti, he doesn't mean only Eidei Mesira Karti. He means even Eidei Mesira alone could be Karti. But he also agrees to Reb Meir's point that Eidei Chasima can be Karti. Reb Meir holds only Eidei Chasima can be Mashvilei Sefer Krisus. And Reb Elazar says even Eidei Mesira are Karti. But since Eidei Chasima can also do the job alone, therefore Moider Reb Elazar b'mezuyef mitoichai, because there's gzeira that you might be Saimech on the Eidei Chasima. Since after all, even Reb Elazar agrees that Eidei Chasima alone are good enough, if you have Eidei Chasima that are Pasul, so you might come to be Saimach on the Eidei Chasima. Therefore, Moider Reb Elazar, there's a gzeira midrabanan, but it's mezuyef mitoichai. That would explain why, b'shemois muvhakin, you don't have the gzeira. Because when it's shemois muvhakin, it's clear that it's a guy, no one is going to rely on the Eidei Chasima. Even though Eidei Chasima themselves could be karti, that's only if they're kosher eidim. If they're pasul eidim, surely you won't come to rely on the Eidei Chasima alone. You'll make sure that it's given over in front of kosher eidim, and you'll rely on the Eidei Mesira to be karti, and therefore there is no gzeira by shemois muvhakin. The Balamar and the Melchamos later on bring in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, that he argued on the Rif and held that according to Rabbi Lezer, only Eidei Mesira karti and not Eidei Chasima. So he was bothered, what's the pshat in the gzeira of mezuyef mitoichai? So he says the pshat is because we might come to rely on the Eidei Chasima, which are pasul, as a raya. You're not going to rely on them to be karti. Of course, even if the Eidei Chasima would be kosher, they're not karti. Only Eidei Mesira karti. But later on, you might rely on these Eidei Chasima as a raya that she was divorced, and therefore you don't want to rely on Pasala Eidim as a raya to this gerushin. And therefore, Moider Reb Elazar b'mezuyef mitoichai, that if they're Eidim Psulim signed on the get, then the get is going to be pasul midrabanan. The Rabbanan pasul such a get because of the gzeir that we don't want to use these Eidim as a raya. Tosfos earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Moide, says this pshat as well, because Tosfos doesn't hold of the Rif that according to Reb Elazar, Eidei Chasima can also be karti. Only Eidei Mesira could be karti. However, there's a gzeira that you might rely on the Eidei Chasima later on as a raya. Therefore, Moider Reb Elazar b'mezuyef mitoichai. According to this, the pshat by Shemois Muvhakin is similar, that since it's Shemois Muvhakin, you know that these people are goyim, therefore you won't rely on the Eidei Chasima even as a raya later on. You know to rely specifically, you'll look for the Eidei Mesira to come and report about the gerushin, because we'll know that the Eidei Chasima were goyim. The Melchamis brings later on that the Ravid brought a raya from the din of Moed Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichoi to the Rif, because if there's a gzeirah that you're going to come to rely on the Edei Chasima, we see that if the Edei Chasima are kosher, then they themselves could be karti. However, the Ramban pushes away the raya of the Ravid, because he says you could explain, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the gzeirah is that you might rely on them for a raya, but Ein Chanami, we would never rely on them to be koires, because according to Rabbi Elazar, only Edei Mesira karti, and not Edei Chasima. What is the shita of Rashi in this inyan? Rashi over here on Yud Amid Beis says by the gzeira of Moed Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichoi that we're afraid. On the last line of the Rashi, Rashi says that it's pasul midrabanan dilma ka'asi lemimserei ba'apayu umismachalayu. Maybe you'll come to give over the get in front of these Edei Chasima. Rashi doesn't simply say that you might rely on these Edei Chasima and expect them to be karti, because Rashi doesn't hold like the Shita of the Rif, that according to Rabbi Elazar, Edei Chasima can also be karti. Rashi, in a number of places later in Masechta Gittin, holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, specifically and only Edei Mesira could be karti. Rashi on Chaf Amid Beis says, E efshar leget beloy Edei Mesira. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can't have a get without Edei Mesira. Rashi on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis says as well, V'loi sagi lemeisvei b'loi Edei Mesira. It's impossible to have a kosher get, according to Rabbi Elazar, without giving it over in front of Edei Mesira. And Rashi on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph as well, that according to Rabbi Elazar, ain get kosher b'loi Edei Mesira. So Rashi, it's clear in three places that Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, only Edei Mesira karti, not Edei Chasima. Therefore, Rashi can't explain the psul of mezuyif mitoichoi, because you might rely on these Edim, because even the Edei Chasima, if they were kosher, you wouldn't rely on them by themselves, because Edei Chasima cannot be karti. Therefore, Rashi has to add, dilma ka'asi lemimserei ba'apayu, that the gzera is that maybe you're going to give it over and rely on these Edei Chasima to be Edei Mesira. Of course, you're going to make sure that there's Edei Mesira, but maybe you'll use these chaismen to be Edei Mesira. And the pshat is l'chayra based on Rashi on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel V'hu, that Rashi says, Roiv Gittin Nimsarim Bifnei HaChaismen. Most of the Gittin, the Derech was that they would give it over in front of the two Edim that signed it. And therefore, if you have two Pasal Edim that signed it, so then there's Makam to make a Gzeira that maybe you'll give it over in front of them as well. Therefore, when there's a chash that you might give it over in front of these Edei Chasima, Moider Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichoi, that's a get that's flawed from within, because you have the Edim Psulim, and there's a gzera, you might give it over in front of those Edim as well. However, by Shemois Muvhakin, we're not afraid that you're going to give it over in front of these Edei Chasima, because you'll realize that these Edei Chasima are goyim because of the nature of their names. Therefore, in this case, it's going to be kosher, and that's why Reb Shimon says that the Gittim are kosher when they have Edei Mesira Yisrael, even if the Chaismen are from the Arkois Shalov de Kechavim. Rashi earlier on Daf Tes Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel v'Rabbi Elazar hi, says that the gzeira of Moed Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichoi is a gzeira midrabanan dilma osi lemismach alayu b'loi Edei Mesira. Maybe you'll rely on these chaismen without Edei Mesira. The pashat the pshat in the words of Rashi, beloy Edei Mesira, sound like Rashi is saying that you're going to rely on these Edei Chasima without Edei Mesira as well. And Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Dibris Moshe, in the Ha'aras of the first parak in Gittin, in Ha'ara Peiches, is ma'ayra that it's a stira in Rashi. Rashi there is mashma that he holds like the Rif, that Edei Chasima could be karti, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And therefore you would rely on the Edei Chasima, beloy Edei Mesira, without any Edei Mesira whatsoever. And only because they're Edei Chasima that are goyim, that are pasul, there's a problem. But it's mashma that you would rely on them alone because Edei Chasima could be karti. Yet Rashi Bayos says clearly that the chshash is not that you're going to rely on them alone, you're going to be dilma ka'asi lemimserei ba'apayu, that you're going to rely on them by giving the get in front of these Edim. So Rav Moshe wants to suggest that maybe Rashi was mesupik whether the Rif is right or not. But l'chayra, based on the Rashi's later in the Masechta, we see clearly that Rashi holds not like the Rif, that according to Rabbi Elazar, only Edei Mesira karti. Therefore, the Pashup Shat, you have to say l'chayra and Rashi on Daf Tesa Midbeis, is like it says in the Maloi Haroyim in the back of the Gemara on Daf Tesa Midbeis, that Rashi, when Rashi says, beloy Edei Mesira on Daf Tesa Midbeis, what Rashi means means is that the gzeira is you're going to rely on those Eidei Chasima without other Eidei Mesira, without other people to be Eidei Mesira. You're going to make these Eidei Chasima the Eidei Mesira. Like Rashi said on Daf Chav Gimel, that most Gittin are given over in front of the Eidei Chasima. So therefore, that's the gzeira. When Rashi says that you might be soimich on them, he doesn't mean you'll be soimich on their Chasima. It means you might be soimich on those people and give the get in front of those people, which was the norm, to give it in front of the Eidei Chasima. And Rashi here is a little more Meirich, Rashi on Daf Tes is a little more Makatzer, but Rashi there really means the same thing as Rashi here. Rashi here also uses the Lashon of Umismach Alayu, you're going to rely on them. But Rashi explains, in what way are you going to rely on them? By giving it over in front of them. And therefore Rashi stims with his Shita throughout the Masechta, that according to Rabbi Lezer, only Eidei Mesira Karti. There is another Lashon Rashi that has to be dealt with, and that is Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara there is discussing a shtar matana, not a get bichlal, a shtar matana of money, and it's signed by Kroivim, who are Pasul Eidos, and it says there that even though you have good Eidei Mesira, and we're going with Shitas Rabbi Lezer, that Eidei Mesira Karti, still, Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitaychai, and therefore the shtar matana is possible if you have kroivim signed on it. And Rashi explains there in Sanhedrin, debemai konilei b'hai shtara. With what are you kind of the matana? With this shtar? Hai shtara chaspa ba'almu. Rashi's borrowing the lashon of our Gemara earlier on the Yuramid Beis, towards the end of Yuramid Beis, that b'maika konilei b'hai shtara, hai shtara chaspa ba'almu. It sounds like from Rashi that Rashi is coming to explain that the reason why Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitaychai is because when there's no Eidei Chasima at all, then Eidei Mesira Karti, Eidei Mesira could be Mashvi Lei Sefer Krisus, can make the Koyach of the Shtar. But that's if there's nothing. If there are Eidim signed on the Shtar, and these Eidim are Psulim, they're Goyim or Kroivim, so then the Shtar is worse than a plain shtar that just doesn't have hechsher. It's a shtar that's a chaspa ba'alma. It's a shtar garua, a shtar that has Eidim Psulim signed on it. That already Eidei Mesira can't help to be mashvi le'sefer krisus. Therefore, moider abalaza b'mezuyef mitoichai, because what shtar are you trying to use after all? A shtar that has chosmen that are pasul. Hai shtara chaspa ba'alma hu. And the chsam sefer has a Talmud who wrote a sefer called Pales Chaim on Masechta Gittin, and Pales, in the sefer Pales Chaim, in the piece called Sugya de Arkois, he asks this question that there's a stira in the Rashi. The Rashi here says that the din of Moider Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitoichai is because of a gzeira that maybe you might come and give over the get in front of these Eidei Chasima who are psulim. Yet Rashi in Sanhedrin says differently, that the reason that it's possible is because Eidei Mesira can't be Mashvi le'sefer krisus, because this shtar is a chaspa ba'alma. Rab Nochem Pertzovitz Atzal understood from that Rashi in Sanhedrin that Rashi was saying that the din of Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitoichai is a psul d'oraisa. This that it says over here in Rashi, that it's a psul d'rabbanon, and it's mefur like that earlier on Daf Tesam and Beis, where the Gemara says the Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitoichai is not a psul d'oraisa, that's a psul d'rabbanon. That's specifically by get. By get we have such a Gemara and such a Rashi over here, that Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitoichai is a gzeira mid'rabbanon. But Rashi over there by shtar matana uses a different lashon, because it's talking about a shtar matana, a shtar of mammon. By a shtar of mammon there, Moida Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyef mitoichai is a psul d'oraisa, because of what we just mentioned, that it's a chaspa ba'alma. But the hesber hadvarim, why over there will be psul d'oraisa, and why by gittin is it merely a psul d'rabbanon, that's not so pashut. Not only that, there's a doichik in the pshat of Rab Nochum that there's one memra in Shas of Rab Abba that moide Rab Elazar b'mezuyef mitoichai, and for that memra to mean two distinct things, that by a shtar matana he's moide that it's pasul d'oraisa, and by a shtar get that he's moide that it's pasul, that's only midrabanan machmach segzera. That's a big chiddush to say pshat in the stira, to be miyashiv the stira in Rashi in such a way, and it needs l'chayra a little more pilpul in order to understand, and one could look in the Chidushim of Rav Nochem Pertzavitz here in Masechta Gittin in order to see how he is miyashiv this inyan. However, I found that the Ksav Sofer on our daf, on daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaslo V'hinei HaRosh, is ma'oyre this stira in the Lashon of Rashi, and he explains that Rashi over here in Gittin, the taka is no difference between a get and a shtar mammon. Surely the din of Maider Abulazar b'mezuyif mitaychay is a din derabbanon, as Rashi says here, and as the Gemara says earlier on Daf Tes Amud Beis. But Rashi here in Gittin is explaining the tam of the gzeira. The reason of the gzeira of Maider Abulazar b'mezuyif mitaychay is because you might come to give over the get in front of these two Eidei Chasim or Apostle. Rashi in Sanhedrin is explaining the geder of the gzeira. Why the Rabbanan did it is what Rashi explains over here. But what did the Rabbanan do? How did the Rabbanan say that this get is not good? L'chayra, according to Rabbi Lezer, Eidei Mesira Karti, and it's given over in front of good Eidei Mesira. So how did the Rabbanan passel this get? The answer is, the Rabbanan made this get like a chaspa ba'alma. Since be'etzem in this get, it's mezuyif mitaychay, it's flawed from within the get. It's flawed because it has pasal Eidim, even though we don't need those Eidim. The Eidei Mesira are Karti. But there's a reason, there's a Gzeirah mid Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan did not want this get to be kosher, because you might come to be soimich on them and give the get in front of these Eidim. Therefore, the Rabbanan made this get like a chasba ba'alma. B'maika konile, b'hai shtara. Hai shtara, chasba ba'alma. We make this shtar into a chasba ba'alma, and therefore the Eidei Mesira don't work. Why did the Rabbanan make it like a chasba ba'alma? Because of the Gzeirah mentioned in Rashi over here. But what are the mechanics? How does it work? When the Rabbanan want to make a gzeira, l'chayra, he gave her a kashera get, how could the gerish not take effect? Or how could the shtar matana not take effect? The answer is because the Rabbanan have a right, have a koyach, to say that this shtar is going to be a chaspa ba'alma. If they said that this shtar is a chaspa ba'alma, then the Eidei Mesira are not going to help to be machshir the shtar. That's the pshat, why Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitoichay, according to Rashi. But again, by the shemois muvhakin, where you don't have any reason to make a gzeira, however you explain the gzeira of Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitoichay, but it's all because we're afraid that they're going to rely on these Eidim in some way or form. But once we know because of their names that it's Gayim, that it's Shemais Muvhakin, therefore there is no Gzeir anymore, because no one is going to come to rely on these Eidei Chasimu. The Gemara says on the bottom of Amar Aleph, Amar Rava Hai Shtara Parsa De Masri Ne'alei Ba'apei Sa'adei Yisrael Magvinon Bei Mibnei Chari. If you have a Persian shtar that was given over in front of Eidei Mesira Yisrael, you could use the shtar to collect from the Nechasim ibn Echayrin. Rashi says that we're talking about Chosmu Parsiim Hedyotos Alav. Not just that the shtar was written in Persian, but also there were Hedyotos that were Persians, Goyim, that were signed on it. Why does Rashi say that they were Hedyotos? That's Mavur later in Rashi on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, because the Gemara there on Daf Yutes Amud Beis says when there's a shtar parsa, the shtar is good enough to collect even minachasim mishubadim. So Rashi says that that's because over there we're talking about that it was signed by Arkois, and by Arkois there's a koil. If there's a koil, then you collect even minachasim mishubadim. But our Gemara says on the bottom of the Amr that you don't collect me Meshabdi because less lay kala, there is no kol. So Rashi says that that has to be because we're talking about it over here, the Chasima was done behed yoitois and not in a bezdin, not in the arkois, shalov de kechavim. However, the fact that Rashi says chosmu parsiim, that parsiim were signed on the shtar, is not a dover pashut at all. The Rosh in Simen Yud says that we're talking about where no Edom were signed on it. Because if Persian Edom were signed on it, then we should have the above-mentioned problem of Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitaychay. If there are Goyish Edom signed on the shtar, even if there are Eidei Mesira, Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitaychay. And even though we're talking over here with the shtar mamayin and not by get, but we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis that we mentioned before, that even by a shtar mamayin we say Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitaychay. So the Rosh says it can't be like Rashi that it's chosmu parsiim, it has to be that there was no Edom signed on this shtar at all. The Rosh suggests that maybe Rashi holds that we're talking about Shemois Muvhakin, and Rava in the Bala Memra of this Gemara holds like Reb Shimon that says that when there's Shemois Muvhakin, they didn't make the Gzeira of Moide Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitaychay. However, the Rosh says that it's a doichik, and the Karben Asanal explains because it's a doichik to say that Rava paskins like Reb Shimon. We know la halacha that we paskin like the Rabbanan, and to say that Rava is paskining like Reb Shimon, that b'shemois muvhakin, we don't have the gzeira of Maider Rabbi Lezer b'mezuyif mitaychay, is a big doichik. We could add that it's a big doichik to say that Rashi learns that we're talking about that the signatures were done with shemois muvhakin. Rashi should have said that. The Gemara says before examples of Shemois Muvhakin. Over here, Rashi just says Chasmu Parsiim Hedyotay Salav and makes no hint that we're talking about Shemois Muvhakin. So it's Taka Adoichik to say that Rashi is learning this Gemara based on Reb Shimon and talking about the Ukimta of Shemois Muvhakin. However, the Ksav Soifu here says a pshat in Rashi, and he says that this pshat is nachin ma'oid, the pshat to be miyashiv, the Rosh is kasha on Rashi. And that is that Rashi holds that the whole Gemara of Moida Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichoi is a special gzeira by a shtar kinyan. By a get, we find that, where the get is supposed to affect the chalois gerishin, or by a shtar matana, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There we say that since the shtar is supposed to be poyel akinyan, the chachamim made a gzeira, as Rashi says earlier, that the gzeira is because of we're afraid that we're going to use the edei chasima as edei mesira. So because they had the reason to make the gzeira, therefore they said that this shtar is not a valid shtar. As we mentioned earlier from the Ksav Sofer, that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Chav Chesam and Beis, says that the gedder of the Takana is that they said, Hai Shtara Chaspa Ba'alma. That's all by a Shtar Kinyan, where the Shtar is supposed to affect a certain Chalois. So the Chachamim said that that Shtar won't have a Koyach. That's a special Gzeir Drabanan. But over here, by a Shtar Parso, we're talking about a Shtar Raya. There was a loan, and this Shtar documents the fact that there was a loan. If that's the case, loy motzina, we never find that there's a gzeira moider Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichai by a shtar raya. If l'maisa dar edei mesiri Yisrael, this shtar serves as a good raya to make a gzeira to say that we're afraid that we're going to rely on the edei chasima and therefore to uproot an existing raya that we never saw. And therefore over here, Rashi could learn that there were chasmu parsiyam alav even though Moider Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoichai, but that's only by a shtar kinyan, not in this case of a shtar parso, which is a shtar raya. The Tosis Rid on the side of the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that by the shtar parso, magvinon bey mibnei chayri, that the reason that you have a koyach to collect from the nechasim b'nei chayrin is because of the koyach of the shtar. Magvinon bey, with the shtar, you're goyva mibnei chayri. Not just stam from the fact that Edei Mesira witnessed the handing over of this paper from the loyve to the malve, and therefore it seems that there's a hoidas baldin that the loyve is moida, that he had borrowed money and owes money to this malve. It's because specifically of the koyach hashtar that there is here, magvinon bey mibnei chayri. And the truth is, it's muchach like this from Tosfos earlier on Davdal Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil DeKaimalon, and the Ramban later on Peivav Amud Beis, that they both bring from our Gemara that we see a raya that the halachas like Rabbi Elazar, that Edei Mesira Karti, even Bishar Shtarois, not just by Gittin. Because we see over here that we're talking about a shtar parso, which is a shtar mamoin, shar shtarais, and even so, we're going like Rabbi Elazar, that Edei Mesira Karti. So we see again that Tosis and the Ramban understand that the reason why this works is because of the toikef of the shtar, that Edei Mesira Karti, and therefore it's mashvi le sefer krisus, it makes it a good shtar. But that's what the Tosis Rid says over here as well, that we have a raya from this Gemara that the reason that a person, in the case of the Shtar Parsa, is allowed to collect is not because of the Edei Mesira themselves, it's because with the Edei Mesira they create a koyach of the Shtar. And the Tosis Rid asks that L'chaira, why do we need the koyach of the Shtar? If these Edei Mesira saw that the Loiva handed over this paper to the Malva that records for us that he lent him money, so then the Edei Mesira should be Edim themselves. Why do we need the Koyach of Ishtar, Magvinon Bey, Mibnei Chari? Says the Tosis Rid, it must be that to protect from the Taina of Lahadam, Lo Yehoyu Dvarim Eilam, that the Loiv is going to say, I don't know what you're talking about, I never borrowed money, that Taka you don't need the Koyach of Ishtar. That the Edei Mesira can testify themselves. We saw the Loiva handing over this paper to the Malva, and the paper says that the Malva lent him money, and the Loiva owes the Malva money, so that's good enough with the Eidos Alein. But the reason that you need the Koyach Hashtar here is to protect from a Taina of Parati. If the Loiva says, yes, it's true, I did borrow money from you, but 10 days later I paid it back, and I don't presently owe you any money. So then you need the Koyach of Hashtar. Once you have a shtar, then you can't tain a parati against the shtar. And therefore, it says, Magvinon bey mibnei chari. Of course, if the loive is saying, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed money from you, that you wouldn't need the koyach of a shtar, that the edus will be good enough. But if the loive says parati, then you need the koyach of a shtar, and memela, that's why it says, Magvinon bey mibnei chari. The truth is that there's a big machlokes rishonim, the rif at the end of Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Ayin Hayamid Beis, and the Ramban and Melchamis over there, both hold that when you have a shtar that does not work to collect from Nechasim Meshubadim, it only works to collect from Nechasim B'nei Chayrin. For example, a case of Ksav Yadai, where there is no Edim on the shtar, it's just an IOU. The Loiver wrote a Ksav Yadai that he owes the Malva money because the Malva lent him money. So what's the halacha? Is the Loiver allowed to come afterwards and say Parati? So the shita of the Rif and the Ramban is that the Loiver is Nemon to say Parati. The only time you're not Nemon to say Parati is if the other person is holding a shtar that has a koyach to collect from Mishubadim. But if he has a shtar that's Nemon only to collect, it has the koyach to collect from B'nei Chayrin Alein, not from Mishubadim, then the Loiver is allowed to say Parati. And the Baal Amor argues, on the Rif and on the Ramban, the Baal Amor says that if you are holding a shtar or a ksav yodai that enables you to collect mibnei chari, then the loive can't turn around and taina parati, because saif kol saif there is an umdana, like the Gemara above a basur daf ayin amar aleph says, shtarcha biyodi my boy, what is your shtar doing in my hand? If you claim that you paid up the loan, you would definitely have taken back the shtar. You wouldn't let me stand there holding a shtar that says that you owe me money. So because of that umdana of shtarcha biyodi my boy, you're nemon to say parati, you're not nemon to say parati, even in a case where the shtar would only have the koyach to collect mibnei chayrin. The Ramban argues on that over there, and the Ramban explains that the whole umdana of shtarcha biyodi maboi is not that you wouldn't let a shtar remain in the hands of the malva because he could collect mibnei chayrin. It's only a type of shtar that would work to collect minechasa mishubadim that there's an umdana that the loiva would not have left in the malva's hands, and that's because that cheapens all the nechasim of the loiva. No one's going to want to do business with him because there's a koil, a shtar that collects me mishubadim, that shtar has a koil. And once the word gets out that this person is a Baal Chayiv, this person owes other people money, no one's going to want to buy real estate from him, and therefore his nechasim are zili, they become cheaper, and that's where the umdana starts from of shtarcha biyodi maboy. A gishmaka machlekes rishayinim about the umdana of shtarcha biyodi maboy. The Ramban and the Rif hold that the only time that umdana works to eliminate the taina of parati is by a shtar that could collect me mishubadim, and the Baal Amar holds that no, any time the person is holding a shtar that would work to collect minachasim b'nei chayrin, there's an umdana of shtarcha biyadi maibayi, and the loiva is not nemun to say parati. The Tosis Rid in the piece by us on our Gemara says that l'chayra we have a raya from our Gemara, not like the Rif. Because what did we just establish? That the koyach of this shtar, magvinan bey mibnei chayri, is not klapi the taina of lahadam. Klapi the taina of lahadam, you don't need a shtar. That you have Edim, that witnessed that the loiva handed over the shtar to the malva, handed over this paper that says that the malva lent him money. What do we need the koyach of the shtar in our sugya for? Magvinan beim ibn echari. That's to protect from the taina of parati. So you see that the loiva in this case is not nemo to say parati. Zokta Taisis Rid, the shtar in our sugya is similar to the case of ksav yodai, because it only works to collect minachasim b'nei chayrin. Kimefurish in Agamara. Agamara says you can't collect me mishabdi, cause less like kala. So this is a type of shtar that works only to collect minachasim b'nei chayrin, yet it's muchach from the cheshbon asugya that the loive is not nemo to say parati. That is the whole koyach of the shtar. Magvinan beim b'nei chayri, and the loive can't say parati. Says the Taisis Rid, I have a raya to the Baal Amor, that in such a case where you have a shtar that can only collect me b'nei chayrin, the loive is not nemon to say parati, because we'll say the umdana of shtarcha biyodi maboy, which comes out then that it's a kasha on the Rif and the Ramban that hold that a person is nemun to say parati in such a case. And we can't say that the Rif and the Ramban just don't hold of the diuk of Magvinon Bey, and they hold that you could collect over here, not mikoyach the shtar itself. Because the Ramban on Daf Peivav, as we mentioned before, is one of the Rishonim who brings a raya from this Gemara that the halachas like Rabbi Lezer b'shtar shtarais, and therefore you see that the Ramban understood that Magvinon Bey, that it is the koyach of the shtar that's working here. And this is the question on the Rif and the Ramban: l'chayra, to protect from the taina of lahadam, you don't need the koyach of the shtar. That you have the hoidas baldin of just handing over this piece of paper to the malva, and to protect from the taina's parati, the handing over of the shtar doesn't even work. The koyach of the shtar over here doesn't work for parati. The loiva is nemon to say parati, since this shtar is a shtar that doesn't collect minachasim mishubadim. So how do the Rif and the Ramban learn this Gemara? What's the Pshat Magvinon Bey Mibnei Chayrin that the Koyach of the Shtar is able to collect from the Bnei Chayrin? So I found in the Tshuvas HaRashba, HaMiyuchasis L'Ramban, Simen Ayin Vav, that he brings down our Gemara and says that it's taken no Raya from our Gemara that, like the Baal Amar, that the Loive is not Nemo to say Parati, because really the truth is that the Loive would be Nemo to say Parati. Like the Rif and the Ramban would say that since the Shtar can't be used to collect Minachasim Mishubadim, it doesn't have a Koil, therefore it doesn't cheapen the Loive's Nachasim, and there's no Umdana of Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, and therefore the Loive would be Nemo to say Parati. The reason that you need the Koyach of the Shtar over here is to protect against the Taina of Lahadam, of Loi Hayudvarim Eyolam, because without the koyach of the shtar, the loive could have said, I never borrowed money from you. What does the Rashba mean? L'chaira, for that we have Hoydas Baldin. It seems from the words of the Rashba that the Rashba understood that that's not enough for the Eidei Mesira to testify that there was a loan, because it could be that the loive handed over the shtar to the malve with the smach that in a few minutes he's going to lend him money. I'm handing you a shtar that says that I owe you money because you're lending me money, but the loan was going to take place in a few minutes, and then it could be they got distracted, the malva got a phone call, and then it ended up that they never went through the halva. So to be a haidas baldin, to be a raya gemura, that these Eidei Mesira could testify that there was a loan from the malva to the loive, that they wouldn't be able to testify. Only because with the Eidei Mesira, the piece of paper gets a toikef of a shtar, then is considered here a shtar chayv, and therefore against the kayach of a shtar, you can't say lahadam. So l'chayra, the Ramban and the Rif will have to learn like this, that ena chanami, the kayach of such a shtar does not protect against parati. The loive could say parati. The reason that it says here magvinon bey mibnei chayrin, that you could use the shtar to collect for bnei chayrin, is because without the koyach of the shtar, there taka was no umdana gemura, and therefore the Eidei Mesira could not testify clearly that there was a loan. All they saw was the transfer of this piece of paper, but they didn't see clearly that there was a loan from the malva to the loive, and therefore only with the koyach of the shtar is the person able to collect mibnei chayrin. The Taisis Rid understood that that umdana exists even without the koyach of a shtar. The fact that the Eidei Mesira witnessed the loive handing over this piece of paper to the malva, that is strong enough evidence for them to testify that there was a loan between the malva and the loive, and the loive couldn't say la'adam. So why taka is it magvinon beim ibnei chayrin? Why do you need the koyach of the shtar b'chlal? From that, the Tosis Rid proved, like his shita and the shita of the Baal Amor, that it must be that the loive is not nemun to say parati, even though the malva's shtar is a shtar parso, which can only collect ibnei chayrin, and therefore it's similar to ksav yod, which only works to collect mibnei chayrin and not in nechasim shubadim. Still, we see that we say the umdana of shtar chabiyadi maboi, and the loive is not nemun to say parati. The Mishnah on Amud Beis says that if a person tells a shliach tain get zele ishti or shtar shichur zele avdi, according to Reb Meir, the mishaleach could be chayzer. Since both Gerishin and Shechur are considered a Chayiv, therefore the Shliach is not Zoicha the Gerishin for the lady, and not Zoicha the Shechur for the Eved, and Memela, the Adin could be Chayzer. Chachamim say, Begitei Nashim Avaloi B'Shechurei Avadim. Only a Gerishin is considered a Chayiv, but Shechurei Avadim is considered a Zchus, and therefore Zachin La Adam Shalai B'Fanav, and the Adin cannot be Chayzer. The Svara of Reb Meir, the Gemara explains later on Adaf Yud Gimel, is that even though he becomes free with Shechur, but he would rather have the state of being an Eved. He's taken care of by the Adoin, and the fact that he's not mutter to a Bas Chayrin doesn't bother him, because Adarabba, he's mutter to marry a Shivcha when he's an Eved Knani, and he likes that lifestyle better. Behefkeira Nichalei, Zilalei, Pritzalei, Shchichalei, he likes the Pritzus and the cheap lifestyle of being mutter to a Shivcha Knanis instead of being mutter to a Bas Chayrin. In the Sefer Pardis Yosef in Parshas Mishpatim, Perachof Aleph Pasach Chavav, in the Pardis Yosef it's Ois Nun Zayin, he brings a kasha from the Kotzker that if we have a machloikis here, whether Shichur is considered a Zchus or a Chayiv, only according to the Chachamim is it considered a Zchus, but according to Reb Meir it's considered a Chayiv for the Eved. So how do we explain the din according to Reb Meir that the Torah says that if a person, an Adoin, is mapil the Shein or the Ayin of his Eved Knani, he has to send him L'Cherus, Bishlam L'Rabbanan, that Cherus is considered a Zchus. So we knas the adin that you have to be mishachar the eved that you took out his eye or his tooth. But according to Reb Meir, the eved doesn't want that. The eved would rather remain an eved. So because you did such an avla and knocked out the shein va'ayin of the eved, therefore you have to do another avla and be mishachar him, which he doesn't like. What's the pshat according to Reb Meir in the din of shein va'ayin that the adin has to be mishachar the eved? And the Kotzker answered that even though Reb Meir holds that an Eved would rather remain an Eved, but under such an Adain, who is such a Rasha that he knocks out the Shein Va'ayin of his Eved, there for sure it's a Schus for him to go free. So even though Min Astam, Reb Meir holds that it's a Chayiv for an Eved to go free, in such a situation where he has an Adain that's Mapel Shein Va'ayin, surely it's a Schus for him to go free, and therefore the Knas is to be Meshacher the Eved B'Shein Va'ayin. I found it in the Sefer Torah Tamima ala Torah. The Torah Tamima is machavin to the same answer to this question. He brings up this question in Ois Kuf Pei Vav on that pasuk, and he says the same teretz, and he's moisif that even though the halacha is that even if the adin is a doctor and he's working on the eved's eye, and then accidentally he knocks out the eye of the eved, that is also a din that he's mashachrim. So in such a case, l'chari, you can't say that the adin is such a rasha. He did it by mistake. But he says, he anaisenes, if you have an adin who is so careless and so irresponsible that he could knock out somebody's eye while working on him as a doctor, so that's also the type of adin that you want to stay very far away from, and therefore it's a zchus to go free in this situation. However, the Pardis Yosef says that you don't have to say this svara of the Kotzker, because there's another teretz that you could say that's l'chayra pashat the teretz. The whole machloikis chachamim and Reb Meir here in our sugya is, what does the eved prefer? Does an eved like to go free? Or would an eved like to stay in the status where he's mutter b'shivchal knanis and he's being taken care of by his adon? But the emes is that it is a schus for him to go free. The Torah knows that it is a schus to go free. When an eved goes free, he now becomes a true ben Yisrael. And therefore he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs, not just like an isha like he was mechuyiv until now, but he becomes a ben chayrin and he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs like an ish. That for sure the Torah understands is a schus for a person. We make a bracha every morning, shaloya san. The Torah knows that it's a schus for a person to be on the level of a ben chayrin and not for an eved. So therefore, even though the truth is that an eved likes avdus according to Reb Meir, still the Torah says if you're mapel shem va'ayin, you have to be mishacher him, which ultimately is a present for him, even if he himself is not makir it now. In the sugyam schus and chayiv, we have to understand, would the eved have wanted that? So then we say according to Reb Meir that it's a chayiv to go free, but since the emes is that it is a schus, that could be the knas of the Torah, that if you're mapel shein va'ayin, you have to be meshachar the eved and make him a ben chayrin. In our Mishnah, there's a famous kasha that the Noideb Yehuda in Madura Kama, Evin Ezer Simin Ayin Vav, brings from his mechutan. His mechutan was Rav Yitzchak Halevi from Hamburg, and his mechutan asked the following question, and this question is discussed in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger as well, in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and in the Ktzoyis HaChoshen Simin Kuf Pei Beis Sivkotan Beis. We know the Gemara says later on Daf Lamed Ches, HaMeshacher Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei, a person is not allowed to be Meshacher his Eved Kanani. It says La'oilam Bahem Ta'avoidu, and therefore we hold that you're not allowed to be Meshacher in Eved Kanani. If that's the case, how is it Mavur in our Mishnah that a person can make a Shliach to be Meshacher his Eved? The whole Machloikas Remeir the Chachamim is the Shliach Zoiche, do we say Zochen La'adam Shalai Befanav, is it a Zchus for the Eved? But it's Mavur that the Etzem Shlichus, that you could send the Shliach to give the Shichur to the Eved, and if you're not Chayzer, the Shliach could continue his Shlichus and hand it over to the Eved, and that's a valid Shlichus, a valid Shichur. How could that work? If it is, after all, a Dvar Avera, because HaMashachar Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, and in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amid Beis, Ain Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You're not allowed to make a Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and if you do, the Shlichus doesn't work. So over here, how can we say that the Shlichus works, and the whole discussion is it a Schus or is it a Chayiv? But if you make a regular Shliach and the Shliach carries through his Shlichus, surely the Shliach could be Meshacher the Eved. If HaMeshacher Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei, so we should say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the whole Shlichus should be batal. So the Noideb Yehuda over there, in the next Simen, in Simen Ayin Zayin, answers back his Mechutin and says, I don't understand the question. According to Reb Meir, for sure it's not a question. Because Reb Meir is a Das Yochid, it could be he doesn't hold HaMashachar Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei. The Gemara brings later on Daf Lamed Chesamid Beis the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel that that when it says lo'ayin l'bem tavoidu, that just means a reshus. You're allowed to be him. You're allowed to be mishabed him to work for you forever. But there is no chiyuv. There is no iser asay to free him. So if Rabbi Shmuel holds like that, it could be Reb Meir holds like that as well. The only question I could hear says the Noida B'Yehuda is according to the Chacham, because the Chachamim is the Roiv Deis, and that's the halacha that we paskin over here, that it, like the Chachamim, that Shechurei Avodim is considered a schus. Zokta Noida B'Yehuda, if you're handling Ladas Chachamim, the Kushya is maybe Lidei Gichuch. It makes you laugh. It's a joke, the question. Because we see since the Chachamim hold that it's a schus for the Eved to go free, so who are you a shliach for? You're not a shliach for the Adoin, you're a shliach for the Eved. Adarabba, you become zoiche, zechia mitam shlichus, you become zoiche as a shliach for the Eved, and the Adoin can't even be chayzer at this point. So you're not a shliach for the Adoin, you're a shliach for the Eved. So then you're not a shliach, ledvar aveira. Only if you're considered a shliach of the Adoin has the Avera of being Meshachar Avdoi. But if you're a shliach of the Eved is not doing an Avera, and therefore, the Kushya is maybe Lidei Gichuch. There is no question that starts off. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, over there in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and the Ktsois in Simin Kuf Pei Beis, are Ma'or on the Noida B'Yehuda, that this Kash of the Mechutin is not a laughing matter at all. Because what is the Noida B'Yehuda tining? That if according to the Chachamim, you're not a shliach of the Anoin. You're only a shliach of the Eved. Zokta Bekiva Eger and the Ktsois, that's l'chayra not true. Toises in Bava Metzia daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis says for us a Yesoid that if a guy sends a Yid to be a shliach, to be zoiche something, to be zoiche in a matana, or to be zoiche in something that he's giving over to another Yisrael, the shlichus does not work. Even though L'chayra Yisrael could be Zoicha for another Yisrael, but if the Nachri is the one who owns the money, and he's sending the Yisrael to give it to another Yisrael, ain't Shlichus L'Nachri, and it doesn't work. And the Mefarshim explained that what Taisis means is, even though you want to be Zoicha for the Yisrael, still you have to be considered a Shluchai Shal Baal HaMamoin. You are considered a Shliach of the one who owns the money. You can't just make a shliach l'kabbalah or become a shliach l'kabbalah. The only time we have a concept of a shliach l'kabbalah is by gerushin, by get. But for money, in money matters, you have to be considered a shliach of the Baal HaMamoid. And therefore, even if I'm sending you to be zoicha something which is clearly a schus for someone else, you are considered the shluchai shal Baal HaMamoid. And therefore, if the Baal HaMamoid is a guy, ain't shlichus l'nachri. This yesoid is said as well by the Chidushei Haran in Bav Metzia daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and the source, the Achrayinim bring that the source of this concept, that you have to be a shluchai shal Baal HaMamoid, is from a Yushalmi later in this Masechta, in Gittin Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, and in Maiser Sheni Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, where the Yushalmi says that by mammon, by monetary issues, you have to be considered a shluchai shal Baal HaMamoin. If that's the case, says Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ktsois HaChosh in the same Ha'ara on the Noida B'Yehuda, that even according to the Chachamim, that the Shichur is a schus for the Eved, but you can't be considered only a shliach of the Eved. You have to also be considered a shliach of the Baal HaMamoin, a shliach of the Baal HaEved, which is the Adoin. And if the Adoin was not a bar shlichus, the shlichus wouldn't work. And therefore they say the question of the Mechutin of the Noida B'Yehuda comes back. Because even though over here the Adoin is a Bar Shlichus, but the whole Inyan is a Lav Bar Shlichus. Because for the Adoin, it's a Shliach L'Dvar Avera. The Adoin is making the Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So therefore, Hadra Kushi L'Duchte. The question comes back, according to the Chachamim, which we hold like them, L'Halacha, how is it possible that a Shlichus would work? L'Chari, you have to be a Shliach of the Adoin, and for the Adoin there is a Dvar Avera, HaMeshachar Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei. And if ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera, how could this shlichus work? This is the kasha that the Achrayinim discuss over here. The Mechutin of the Noida B'Yehuda wants to suggest an answer that maybe the holding of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Havera is by a Lois Asei, but over here where it's only an Isser Asei of L'Oilam Bahem Tavoidu, maybe there is no concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Havera B'chlau, but the Noida B'Yehuda and other Achrayinim as well prove from different Sugyas HaShas that we can't be Mayrich about now, that even by an Isser Asei, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Havera. If we're going to assume that, then the question stands that L'Chayr over here we should say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Havera. So the Noida B'Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger both suggest the same teretz, that it could be what we have to say is that in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where there is no Aveira in the Shichur, because it comes out from Rishayim later on, the Ran later on, the Flamed Ches, says that if a person is Meshachar Avdoi L'Tzorech Mitzvah, For example, like the case that the Gemara brings later, and it's a Gemara on Brachas Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis as well. Rabbi Lezer had only 9 people for a minyan, and it says that he was Meshacher Avdoi in order to be Mashlam the minyan. And the Gemara asks that Meshacher Avdoi is Oiver Ba'asei, and the Gemara answers Mitzvah Shani. For a mitzvah, it's different. And the Ran explains that the Gemara doesn't mean that the mitzvah is doicha the iser of being Meshacher Avdoi. He says that the whole iser is to give the Eved a matnas chinam, to stam give him a present like the iser of loy sechonim to a guy, to give a guy a matnas chinam. So the same thing, you're not supposed to give your Eved Knani a matnas chinam of cherus, of shechur, but if you have your own personal ulterior motive that you gain from this, letzairach a mitzvah because you want him to be mashlam a minyan, then there is no iser in the first place. If that's the case, says the Noide Behuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could say here, Bipshitus, that we're talking about a case where there is no Isser. Maybe they needed this Evet to be Mashlam a minyan, or maybe there was some other Tzairach that they needed this Evet to be free. Or maybe, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's talking about where you were Mekabel as Damav, that you're being Meshachar him, but you were getting paid for it. The Evet was going to pay for his Shechur. In any scenario that you could figure out that it's not a Matnas Chinam, it's a Matana that you're giving him, the Cherus, Litzairach, Letzairach a mitzvah or some other tzairach for yourself, then there is no iser. If that's the case, say the achroinim that then that could be the case that our Mishnah is referring to, and therefore you can't ask ein shliach dvar aveira. Only by a case where there is a dvar aveira and being meshacher avdoi, then we could start worrying ein shliach dvar aveira. But our Mishnah, which is talking about a shlichus, assumes that you'll understand that we're talking about a case where there is no aveira, where some scenario that the person who's being meshacher avdoi beheter, and therefore the shlichus would work, and the only discussion is it a chayiv or is it a schus? Can you be zachin la'adam shalai b'fan of the chayrus? But the shlichus itself is not considered a shliach l'dvar avera. If someone wants to look more into this inyan, the Teferes Yisrael on our Mishnah in the Pirish Boyaz Ois Aleph, he is Mayrich about this Shaila, and he suggests another Teretz as well. Derech Agav, it's important to point out the Svara that we just mentioned from the Ran, that being Meshacher Avdoi, the Isser of being Meshacher Avdoi is because you're giving him a Matnas Chinam. Al Derech Lois Sechonim, you're not allowed to give him a Matana. But if it's not Pechinam, then there is no Isser. What does the Ran mean that it's a Matnas Chinam, it's a Matana to give it to an Eved, his Shechur? Bishlama, according to the Rabbanon that say that Avdus is that Cherus is a schus, so then you're giving him a matana. You're allowing him to be a free man. But according to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, that holds that it's a chayvuloi, that the Avda is behefkeira nichale. He likes the idea of being an Evan and being mutter to a shivcha knanis. So what type of matana is this? How could the gedder of the Isser l'shachar Avdoi is because you're giving him a matnas chinam? L'chayr, you're not giving him a matana at all. He would rather stay as an Eved. L'chayr, the answer to this kasha is the svar of the Pardis Yosef that we mentioned before. Cheirus is be'etzem a matana. The Eved himself might not be a chacham to know that. In his foolishness, he wants to stay as a lowlife and he wants to stay mutter to a shivcha knanis behefkeira nichale. But the Torah knows shaloy asani avid is a schus, as we explained before, that's why it's considered a good thing for him to go out b'shein va'ayin, because the cheirus be'etzem is a schus. If that's the case, the Ran could say that the gedder of the iser is because you're giving him a matana, you're giving him a present of cheirus, and therefore, the whole Isser is a matnas chinam. Therefore, in a case where it's not a matnas chinam, the Achrayim are teaching us that in such a case, there is no Isser in the first place. And in order to answer the kasha of Ein Shlech Dvar Avera, you'll have to say that our Mishnah is talking about such a case that there is a ulterior motive, there is a tzairach in the Cherus, it's not a matnas chinam, and then this entire story of Cherus is not a Dvar Avera b'chlal. The Gemara says that we see from the Rabbanon of our Mishnah that hold that the Adon can't be chayzer once the shtar shichur comes to the hand of the shliach. We see hatoifes lebal chayv kane. And the Gemara says that if you would see hatoifes lebal chayv kane, then you would see from our Mishnah hatoifes lebal chayv even b'makam shechav la'acherim is kane. And we know that's not true. Toifes lebal chayv b'makam shechav la'acherim loy kane. And therefore the Gemara's maskana is that since he said tein shtar shichur zeh la'avdi, kala oimer tnu ka oimer zechu dami. Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Shema Mina and the Ran and a number of the other Rishonim are bothered that L'chayra, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Before the Gemara understood that Kol Ha'omer Tenu, Kol Ha'omer Zechu Dami, how do we see from this Mishnah Tosfos L'Bal Chayiv Kana? Over here, it's not Tosfos L'Bal Chayiv. The Adon did not owe the Eved his Shechur. He decided to be Meshacharim, but there was no Bal Chayiv here, there was no Chayiv. So normally by a chayiv, you could have a discussion, toifes lebal chayiv, is it kaina or not? But over here, it's not a toifes lebal chayiv at all. So what exactly is the raya of the Gemara? So the Ran says on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis in the Dafei Arif, Veli nira dvarim kipashton, that I hold that the Gemara's Raya is kipshutoy, because from our Mishnah we see a Yisoid that a person could make himself a shliach on behalf of someone else, sheyamoid bimkaimoy, that it's considered like he's standing in his place, and that's why the shliach is zoicha the shechur for the Eved. And we see from there that Toifes Labal Chayv is Koine, because HaToifes Yochal Lasis Atzmoy Ki Ilu Oymeid V'mekoymoy Shel Bal Chayv. The Toifes could make himself as if he's standing B'mokim the Bal Chayv, as if he's mamish in place of the Bal Chayv. What's the Pshat in this Ran? So the Achroinim explain that the Ran means to say that by Toifes Labal Chayv, it's not enough to just say that I could be Zoicha for someone else. When I'm Zoicha Advar Hefker for someone else, you could say that I have power to be Zoicha on behalf of someone else. But if I'm grabbing from another person, not from Hefker, I'm grabbing from a Loive on behalf of the Malva, Toifes Labal Chayv, so the Loive could say, get out of here, Lav Bal Dvarim Didiat, you're not my Bal Chayv, the other person is. So what gives you a right to be Toifes? Only with the understanding that you are Oymeid B'mekaymoy, not just that you're doing something for someone else, but Adarabba, you are Oymeid B'mekaymoy, you could make yourself standing in his place and represent the person, the Bal Chayv himself, who you are being Zoicha for. This Yisoid of Oymeid B'mekaymoy, that you're able to be considered standing in his place, says the Ran, that's what we see from our Mishnah. Because if you don't learn yet that Kol Oymer Tnu Ka Oymer Zechu, so what happens over here? I'm saying Tanu, the Adin is saying Tanu, but the Adin did not say Zechu. So how does this person, how does this Shliach become Zoicha for the Eved? How is he Zoicha the Shna Shecher for the Eved? So the Chemda Shleima explains, and the Torah's Gittin as well, on Daftes Amid Beis, that the way the Ran is understanding is that the Adin made this Shliach a Shliach Lahilacha, but he in turn exchanged himself into a Shliach LaKabbalah on behalf of the Eved. He gave over, as his Shlichus Lahilacha, he gave it over to a Shliach LaKabbalah. And who is that Shliach LaKabbalah? Himself. He made himself a Shliach LaKabbalah. How does that work? How is he able to be a Shliach LaKabbalah on behalf of this Eved, if the Eved never asked him to be a Shliach LaKabbalah? It must be because he is Oymeid B'mekaymoy, he makes himself be Oymeid B'mekaymoy of the Eved. And therefore, even though the Adin said, Tein Shtar Shechur Zeh La'avdi, give it to my Eved, it's as if he just gave it to the Eved, because when he became a Shliach Kabbalah, he is Oymeid B'mekaymoy, he takes the place of the Eved, and therefore we see from this Mishnah that a person could make himself Oymeid B'mekaymoy of someone else, the concept that leads us to understand HaToyfeis LeBal Chayiv Kana, not because this Adin is a Bal Chayiv, he wasn't someone who had a Chayiv, he wasn't someone who owed Shichur to his Eved, but even so, the fact that the Shliach could make himself Oymeid B'mekaymoy of the Eved, that shows us the concept of Oymeid B'mekaymoy, and therefore that teaches us that Toifes Labal Chayiv could be Kaina. The Chemda Shloimeh and the Nesivis both point out that L'chayra the Gemara says later on at Afsamach Gimel Amid Beis, that when someone sends a Shliach L'Hailocha to give a get to his wife, and then he in turn makes himself into a Shliach L'Kabbalah on her behalf, or the Isha asks him to become a Shliach L'Kabbalah on her behalf, so that doesn't work, because the Gemara says, because loy chazra shlichus eitzal habal, in order to be a good shlichus, it has to be that shlich lahilacha can give it up to the lady or to a different shlich of Kabbalah, and then go back and report to the mishaleach that he did the shlichus. But if he himself changes from the shlich lahilacha to the shlich of Kabbalah, so he is doing the chalais as the shlich lekabbalah, and he can't go back to the adin and say, he can't go back to the baal and say, I gave it over to someone else and accomplished the gerushin. He was that someone else, and therefore the Gemara says a svara that loy chazra shlichus eitzal habaal, that's a chisaron. So if that's the case, how could the Ran understand over here that by ishtar shichur, the shliach lahilacha is making himself into a shliach lekabbalah? So the Chemda Shloima says that you have to say that the Ran understands that our sugya is going like the other lashon of the Gemara there on Daf Samach Gimel, that there is no chisaron of loy chazra shlichus eitzal habaal. There's a different lashon there that doesn't hold of that chisaron, and our Gemara must be going like that. The Torah's Gittin on Daf Tes Amid Bey says differently, that what is the chisaron of loichaz or shlichus eitzel abal? That it's not considered as he was mekayim the shlichus, it's not considered that he's a good shliach on the nesina, and therefore there's a chisaron in v'nosan biyada. It's not v'nosan, the baal didn't give it over himself, and the shliach that he gave it over through was loichaz or shlichus eitzel abal, and therefore it was a chisaron in the nesina, miyad habal, or his shliach, to the yad ha'isha, or her shliach. Bottom line, the chisaron is that it wasn't a good nesina, and therefore she ended up getting the get. She ended up having it with the shliach l'kabbalah, but it was like tli gitech me'al gabe karka. It was receiving the get without a good nesina, and that's a chisaron by get. Says the Nesivus, that din of Tligitech Malgabe Karka, that chisaron does not apply by Ishtar Shikhar. By Ishtar Shikhar, there is no din of Nesina Bechlal, and therefore, if it ends up in the hands of the Shliach LeKabbalah of the Eved, even if it's this person and there's Loi Chazor Shlichus Eitzel Habal, and therefore it remains like Tli Ishtar Shikhar Malgabe Karka, still it would be okay. And this is the Torah's Gittin that we mentioned in yesterday's shir that holds that the chisaron of tligitech me'algabi karka only applies by get and not by shtar shichur. However, the Chemda Shloima doesn't answer like the Torah's Gittin. And if you look at the Chemda Shloima later on the Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, you'll see why he doesn't answer like the Torah's Gittin. Because there he brings the Torah's Gittin Shtikl Torah and argues and says that the Chisaron of Kli Gitech Me'algabe Karka applies by Shtar Shichur as well. We have Gzeira Shava Law, which teaches us that the rules of Nesina's Get apply to Nesina's Shtar Shichur as well. And we mentioned yesterday that that's the sheet of the Me'iri and a number of the Gedolei Achroinim, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ktsais Achoshen, that they assume that the Chisaron of Kli Gitech Me'algabe Karka applies by Shtar Shichur as well. Therefore, if there is a chisaron of Leichaz or Shlichus Eitzel Habal by Get, and the ultimate chisaron over there is because it's not a good Nesina and it's like Tli Gitech Me'al Gabei Karka, that chisaron would apply by a Shtar Shichur as well. That's why the Chemda Shlemi here has to say a different nusach, that the reason why the person could make a Shliach Lohilocha into the Shliach LeKabbalah, even though it's the same person and it's Loichaz or Shlichus Eitzel Habal, is because our Gemara is going like the Lashon, that there is no Chisaron, even by Get, of Loichaz or Shlichus Eitzel Habal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.